Hi, Edward. Edward, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara. She did want me to get on the line here to kind of get you the details of the service, how it would work, what would be included. Of course, answer any questions that you have. And then, because the business is officially fairly new, she did want me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the phone call during a busy work day, and of course I'll be very respectful of your time. You use Google yourself, right? You're familiar at least a little bit with that local map or that PAC result. I mean, we all use it as consumers, right? When we don't know who to call. And for you, especially being that the business is fairly new officially, that's pretty powerful. That's important. People will not need to know the name Green Horizons when they are on Google or Bing, though they're going because they don't know who to call, but they need somebody. They're trying to find someone who they can work with, whether it's for flooring or like kitchen and bathroom. I know you do drywall, painting, handyman service, you know, light carpentry work. You offer so many different services, and you are servicing kind of the greater Chicagoland metro, you know, maybe a good 25, 30 miles all the way to Aurora. So that's a lot of people that could be needing your services.
Okay.
And every new customer that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use your services for a different project and recommend you to their friends and family. So this is a great way to get your name out there. Now, Tara says you're working on a website. Are you trying to build that yourself, or is someone else building one for you?
Well, I haven't really planned it out super well, but I know for a fact that I was going to have
Okay. So you see the value to having a website. You understand that most potential customers will look at a website before they even decide to call somebody. But of course, a website, as powerful as it is in giving people the reasons to call a business, it has to be seen, right, for that to be effective. Most consumers don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service. Most websites are not on that first page. They end up like a digital business card. You have to tell someone the name of your website. What this would do and what I think you would want is, even for people who don't know the name of your company, haven't been recommended to you by somebody else, but they are in your service area, you know, 25, 30 miles, and they need one or more of your services. You want those people to find your company and call you. Now, it's actually okay that you don't have any solid website in the works, because we build websites for our clients in-house. And, of course, you know, for our clients that don't have a website, we want to build a website. We know that it's going to get you more phone calls. We offer our services on a month-to-month basis. So, of course, it's our job to get your phone ringing and, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time, not just to put you where people can see you, but to give them the reasons to call you. Do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I got a couple.
You do. Okay. So what I'm requesting here from my supervisor, and I think I can get it approved, it's already Friday. It's a holiday shortened week for us next week. In fact, not only are we taking Thursday and Friday off, we're going to do a half day on Wednesday. So I know next week I've only got, you know, 2.5 days to fill an entire week's schedule, right? So I'm trying to fill out and close out the positions that I already have available. So I'm going to request from my supervisor that we make this as affordable for you as we can, and that we include a website at no cost. And what that would mean is that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. I mean, it is in our best interest to get your phone ringing quickly. We do want you to have a website. And as a pricing director, it's my job to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you. And then, of course, our success comes from keeping our clients long-term. It is month-to-month, but no one cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years. I have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. And as a company, Edward, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Like I said, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. And once we get your phone ringing, get those jobs coming to you, kind of even allow you to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, I know you're going to want to keep the service. You're not paying per lead or chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. You're going to get calls directly to you from someone who saw that website. Now, of course, that website will be listed on Google. It'll be listed on Bing as well. You'll have a Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. In fact, because you are servicing kind of the greater Chicago area, I think Facebook ads would be a good way to go too. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a helper or a crew?
This is me and my wife right now, but
okay.
I've had a bigger group or a bigger crew.
Okay.
I don't currently have a crew right now, but I can have one if I need it.
Got you. Okay. So if you need the help, you can get the help. Well, the best part about this is, of course, with the calls coming to you, you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, whether it's the smaller jobs that you can get done on your own and get paid quickly, or a bigger job where you can enlist a little bit of help and it's well worth your time. Maybe you pick the job that's closer to home, or the materials mean it's a higher profit margin. I mean, whatever is going to make you more money at the end of the day, you're going to have the options and the calls coming directly to you. Now, like I said, it is a month-to-month service. Our new in business rate, Edward, is the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it is not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you at any point down the road. It is a month-to-month service, and as long as you keep the service, reduced pricing will stay with you as long as you stay with us. So it's basically like an assistance program, just to make it affordable, especially for younger companies, because, again, we're investing in your success, especially with the website and the Facebook ads included. We would have to actually earn your business for a few months to break even at the reduced rate of just $299. That's actually 50% off, a little more than 50% off the normal cost of that platinum package. That platinum package is listed on our website at $599 a month. So at $299, you're seeing that savings of $300 each and every single month. Again, it's designed to be affordable. It's designed for even just one job to more than offset the cost of the service. And if you're taking on a couple of extra jobs every week, I mean, you're going to be very profitable with something like this. Obviously, with all of the different services you provide, that 25, 30-mile radius, you are going to get phone calls. And, of course, like I said, picking the jobs that are going to make you the most money, that's going to be beneficial for you. Now, like I said, it's that flat rate of $299. The Facebook ads are included as well. I'm still waiting to hear back from my supervisor if he'll allow me to include that website at no cost. But if I am able to get that website included, and of course with the calls coming directly to you and that being a month-to-month service, is that something you would want for Green Horizons? More phone calls? More jobs?
So it sounds very favorable. And
sure.
I would have loved for you to contact me maybe like 2 weeks ago, but I am currently not in the position to take on this right now. But if you can give me a call back in about a month, that would be perfect.
So are you not even able to do work right now? You can't take on bids and do jobs?
No, yeah, I am currently, as I don't know, I think you guys were able to get my information through because I'm on Angie's. So I'm already getting leads through Angie's lead, and I'm already currently taking care of that situation, and it's going pretty favorable for me.
Oh, that's good.
I would have preferred you guys instead of Angie's, but at the moment I'm like, I have to organize myself with this situation before I can take on another, you know.
So you're not able to take on more jobs, or is it the budget kind of being eaten up with Angie's that there's nothing else left to do this as well?
Yeah, basically right now, like, I would have to, for me to take on you guys on, I would have to expand like at least 75%, and I don't know that that'll work out for me before I implode, you know what I mean? I would prefer to just, you know, take it a step-by-step type of, you know, situation. But if I just jump like that, it could, you know, it could really, everything could just tumble down on me, and I don't want to be in debt with anybody, you know what I mean?
Or no, of course not. In debt, I mean, like, nobody wants that. I wouldn't want to be part of that being something that anyone's experiencing. I wouldn't want to make things harder for you. I mean, this is designed to get your phone ringing at a flat rate that's usually more affordable than paying for leads. With Angie's, you're paying per lead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, it seems to me, and I know that your lead fees vary. You know, for the smaller handyman jobs, you know, they might be $30, $40, $60 per lead. For the bigger remodeling jobs, I'm sure you'd be paying even over $100 per lead. This is really, you know, at $299, the equivalent of like 4 or 5 leads, but it's good for the entire month. I don't think I'm asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. I know with Angie's, you know, you can pause your lead. You don't have to keep paying for those leads. That's their job, though, to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. The same leads that you get go out to 3 or 4 or 6 of your competitors, and I can't even say that they care more about you getting the job than anybody else they've sold the same lead to. Of course, they want you to get enough work that you keep paying for leads, but with this, we're investing in your success. Your success is our success. I mean, the website's included. The Facebook ads are included, and I'm trying to make it as affordable for you as I can. Now, I wouldn't want to take the Facebook ads away just to make it more affordable for you, but I really think that if you kind of maybe put your Angie leads on pause for a little bit, you're going to love this service. You know, you're going to get phone calls directly to you. You're going to have that website that showcases your work. The one thing that I'd be wanting to do here for you, because it doesn't take Facebook ads away, it doesn't take the website away, it doesn't kind of remove services that would maybe not help you. I want you to have the strongest package possible because you have a lot of competition, right? I mean, maybe not anyone who does everything you do because you do so much, but for everything you do, somebody else is in the same area trying to contact even the same people. That's the problem with Angie's, is you're in a bidding war with your competition for every lead. Now, I do have in my system a friends and family rate. Now, it is typically reserved for friends and family of employees here. But I do know for a fact my supervisor's been making that exception for some of the other pricing directors. And with it being Friday and a holiday shortened week coming up, I think I could get it approved here. Not only does it reduce the cost of the service from $299, which is already reduced, down to $249, it also does waive the $99 setup fee, and it comes with that custom website as well. I mean, being that it's more affordable and month to month, I mean, if I could get that friends and family rate applied here, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get your phone ringing and earn your business?
So out of pocket right now it would be $249?
That's correct. I would waive the $99 setup fee, and instead of $299, it would be $249. It bills once a month for that exact amount. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. It's simple, straightforward pricing, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your success with the account. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes, and advertising is a tax write-off. A lot of businesses are even increasing their advertising at this time of the year, even if it's just for the tax write-off. This, though, is designed to get your phone ringing, get those jobs coming in, and have that happen quickly, that flat rate with the website included. I mean, it sounds to me like this is something you would have rather have done instead of Angie's. And you're not, you know, you're not committed to coming out of pocket for the leads. Like I said, you can pause those leads, but this is going to give you a better option. I mean, I've been with the company myself for 11 and a half years. Like I said, I would even rather ask for forgiveness
what is the company name?
Versus permission now. Say that again?
Sorry, what is the company name?
Yes, let me do that.
There's Google? Like,
Okay, so we are not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. Google does make these phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. We are Local Splash. We are a Google partner, and the website is localsplash.com. The link I just sent out to you, that SMS or text message that I just sent, is to the pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So, Edward, if you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up, I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, you will have 24/7 access to your tracking system. And again, we call it your client dashboard. The reporting updates in very near real time, several times throughout the day. So you always have the most up-to-date information about how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. Now keep in mind, most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We'll be promoting your phone number, and that's the number that your customers will call. If they fill out the contact form on the website, you get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that same flat rate. Okay, and like I said, I would be willing at this point even to just push through with that friends and family rate, and if I have to ask for forgiveness later versus permission now, I'm okay with that. I've been with the company myself, like I said, for over 13 years, and I think that I could get it approved. I don't think that would be a problem. You can monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Keep in mind, it's not just Google and Bing. Any directory that Google wants to see will create that content. Most of those directories allow someone to write a review, and if it populates on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, or wherever it populates originally, it repopulates on your website. So from one place, you can manage your online reputation. You can request reviews. You can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would respond to your reviews for you in a professional manner. We would do that, of course, free of charge. Now, like I said, we've been around since 2004. Our official anniversary is December 17th. On that day, we'll change the 19 to 20 years of experience. 4.9 out of 5, average client satisfaction rate. That's our clients using the service. It is month to month, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. And again, nobody cancels on profit. You'll see that blue tinted photo. It outlines a few of the things that we do, especially early on. And below that, it says Google Ads Partner. And the box that you can click on that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G inside, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. It officially is our badge of authenticity directly from Google, and if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. That makes all the difference in the world. Of course, Google does make changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm fairly regularly. Edward, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. Most of the time, they want us to take down certain directories or create additional directories. Whatever those changes are, big or small, they let us know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay on that first page, get your phone ringing. That professional website is going to be there for people to see. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, the SEO packages. We're talking about the Platinum package here. It is listed on our website at $599 with a $299 setup fee. If you add those up, that's $898, and that's about what we spend in the first month to get you on that first page, to build out that website for you. The original $100 of Facebook or Meta ads, that's still included, even though I reduced the cost from $599 down to the friends and family rate of $249. And that friends and family rate automatically waives the setup fee. Like I said, it's almost always at least $99. It can be as high as $299 because of all of the content that we have to create. So we are definitely investing in your success. It is month to month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, you could even pause the service seasonally. You can do that at any time, and we don't charge you when it's paused, okay? So it seems like something that you would want to do, and that friends and family rate makes it affordable enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going, keep your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
So I do like the idea, and you are very favorable. The thing is, I still think that I'm going to keep you in mind, and I'm going to come back maybe in a month. And I will get the, it seems like the $300 package is fine for me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I don't know that I could do the $249 down the road, and, or even if the position would be available down the road. I mean, as a Google partner, it's our job to call through the area and fill the position and work with only one business at a time per area and industry. I mean, obviously with the services you provide, this is a pretty powerful listing. I mean, I don't know that the $249 would be breaking the bank at this point, right? I mean, it is going to pay for itself even in that first month, and the return on investment is the most important part of any ROI equation. You know, I know you're kind of new to Angie, still trying to figure things out. The real expense from that service comes from continuing to come out of pocket for the leads, right? So this is going to be a fixed rate. It's going to be a flat rate. Almost always more affordable than paying for leads, and it is always more profitable. I mean, not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. They're not using Google. They're using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there as well. In fact, Angie gets most of their leads from advertising on Google. They make their money back, though, because they sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors. What this does, though, it puts the power of Google to work directly for you. So you get those calls directly. People don't need to be going through a third party. If you've ever, as like a customer, even if you just wanted to see what it would be like to use Angie, I mean, you have to click on so many different options just to get someone to call you or quote you. Most people would give up halfway through. But what you might find out, if you haven't already, you'll get leads that might not even be actual legitimate leads. Someone was somewhat interested, they clicked on a couple of boxes, and then they're being asked questions that they don't know the answer to, like what type of flooring they want or things like that. I mean, they just want to talk to a contractor. They don't want to be jumping through hoops just to even get that phone call. A lot of people give up before they even go all the way through it. But if Angie has enough information to sell that lead, they're going to do it. And if you try to call that person, they might even say, hey, I don't even want your services, right? I was a little bit interested in finding some pricing, but it's not even so I could do the project right now. I mean, if you're coming out of pocket and not even getting the job or even talking to people as a young company, I know you've got experience, but you're kind of new on your own. I mean, this is designed to be affordable, right? And not have that money going out the door without the money coming back in. I mean, let me ask you this, because it seems like you would do it. It seems like if we got to you before Angie's, we would already be setting you up with your client interview.
We'd be in business already.
Yeah, it seems like it, right? So, I mean, like I said, you know, I don't think I'm asking you to break the bank. I know that you can pause your leads with Angie. This is going to be affordable, especially if you keep your leads paused for even just a little bit. The $249 is going to cover the cost. The only other thing that I can do, and I'm trying to do everything that I can, because like I said, I'm going to have a full week next week. You know, we'll still have the same amount or even more listings than we always have. We just have half the time to do it. So I know that I'm going to be under the gun next week. I'm trying to get anything and everything that I have already filled today, you know. I could do a 6 week first month for you. If I do a 6 week first month, I'm allowed one per quarter. It's almost the end of the second month of the last quarter, right? It's almost the end of January of November here. And all I would have would be the rest of this month and December to use my last 6 week first month of the year. I've been saving it for something. I didn't know what it was, but I think it's for this. If I give you a 6 week first month, okay, it's just like it sounds. It would bill today for $249, and then, boy, it wouldn't even bill at all in December. Your next bill would be January 6th, okay? You'd have 6 weeks in your first month for us to get your website out there in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, I can only do it four times a year, and I haven't done it for this last quarter, if I can do the 249, the friends and family rate, still include that website, still have the Facebook ads included, and even push out your second payment 2 extra weeks so you wouldn't have a payment in December, that makes it easier for you. Holidays coming up and things like that, your next payment would be scheduled January 6th. I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough, especially since you'd be rather doing this and getting calls directly to you versus paying for leads and chasing those leads down, right?
You know what? You had me sold since the beginning. I already know, like, the system is way better than Angie's.
Well, you got a really good deal then. You were a good negotiator. If this is something you wanted to do from the very beginning, this conversation has made it even more affordable. Not only are you saving $50 every month and saving at least $99 on your setup fee, you're getting a free half of a month. You know, your next billing won't be due until January 6th. So when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call?
Correct.
So this is the number you want on your website, the 773-993-4519?
Yes.
Okay. And it is a smartphone, or at least you can receive a text message, I know, because I already sent you one. Like I said, when
someone fills out an iPhone, perfect,
yeah. Like I said, most of the time you get calls directly to you, but if someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, the email, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People would see it. It can be a personal email. That's fine. We just won't list it for the public to see, but it would still be attached to your contact form. Edward, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Can we hold off on the email? I want to make a new one specifically for this.
Okay. So we would just have your personal email just to send you information, send you your confirmation email, things like that, and then we can always update that at a later date. Like I said, when it's attached to your contact form on your website, we can use the new email. But what is the current email that you have?
All right. Let's do D Productions, plural with an S. D Productions G. 100@gmail.com.
You said D, like the letter D, like David?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so D,
yep.
Just the letter D, mm-hmm. And then Productions with an S at the end of it, and then the letter G?
Yep.
And then 100?
Correct.
The number 100@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, that's just for us to send you information regarding your account, and then we can always update that later on. Like I say, we can always update anything later on, and there's never any additional cost for that. In fact, one of the things that you'll have access to through your client dashboard is a website editor tool. So if you are one of those business owners that wants to add a photo here or put a senior discount, military discount, holiday special, 10% off a specific service, something like that, you can make changes to your website on your own. And whether you're making changes or whether we are, there's never any additional cost for that. Okay. Now, Edward, Tara never did get your last name, sir.
Garcia.
Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. And
yes.
Then, Mr. Garcia, I did want to ask you, because I do see on the Angie profile a physical address, 3549 West 78th Street. Your business, though, is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. No one comes to you. That address is not like a showroom or physical location that you would want your customers to know about, right?
No, it's just a mailing address.
Okay, so you do receive mail there, but not customers. Well, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And Google does fully expect service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want anyone to go to your... Is that your residence, or is that like a mailbox?
Yeah, it's a residence.
It is, okay. Yeah, definitely Google doesn't want people to know your home address. If you don't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician, and that's where we kind of talk to you in detail about how you want your website to look, all the different services you want to provide, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll get into detail about your service area too. Tara says roughly, you know, 25 to 30 miles, greater Chicagoland, all the way to Aurora. We don't draw a big circle around you. We target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods. If there are places even right around the corner that you know you don't want to go, you don't even want to get phone calls from those places, tell us that too, and we won't run your ads there. That way, you're only getting calls from the people in the places that you want to work with, okay? So you don't have to be in front of a computer for that follow-up call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. And then the other thing that I am required to do, Mr. Garcia, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service down to that friends and family rate, that $249, that is a fixed rate, no setup fee, websites included, and even that six-week first month. I am required to read that voice verification before I process your payment, but before I do that voice verification, how did you want to take care of that $249? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you, sir?
It's a MasterCard.
And on that particular card, is it Edward Garcia, any middle initial, or the business name?
R.
R? Okay.
Edward R. Garcia.
And yep. The billing address, is that the 3549 West 78th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60652?
Perfect.
Okay. You said it was a MasterCard, right, Edward. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5275-2001.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
1268.
Okay.
7069.
And then the expiration month and year?
0729.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
473.
473. So I have 473, 473 on the back of the card. I've got July or 07 of 2029. And then the card itself was at 5275-2001-1268-7069.
Correct.
Okay. Like I said, I cannot process that payment until you agree to the voice verification and everything outlined there. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Garcia. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Green Horizons.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Edward, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Edward Garcia, owner.
Okay. And then, Edward, as the owner of Green Horizons, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then Mr. Garcia, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Garcia, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, Edward, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Again, we are already aware of the Angies. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, of course, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Edward, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Garcia, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. And, of course, we'll make sure that no street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. You only go to them. If anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure your information is accurate. Okay? Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the website included, with it being month-to-month and that friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That friends and family rate, that $249, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website. That custom website, again, is included, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing starting on January 6th, and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Again, your next payment after today won't be until January 6th. It is only and always ever going to be exactly $249 with recurring billing on the 6th of the month moving forward from there. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. Completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause it. Like I said, if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Edwards, to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, that Mr. Garcia, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Edward, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the support email. If you have a pen handy, though, or want to type it into your phone, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
1 second.
Sure. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready. Confirmation
okay.
number.
So this is the confirmation number. I can give you first of all the confirmation number. I'm going to give it to you 3 digits at a time. It's fairly lengthy. But the confirmation number is 865-304-538-253-1380. Zero at the end. That's the confirmation number. The client support phone number, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Excuse me. That client support phone number is 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Now, you can, of course, email the support team.
Sorry, that was 877.
Mm-hmm.
877-635?
Correct, yeah, 877-635-6225. It actually spells out 877-63-LOCAL, but it's 877-635-6225, option one or extension one for client support. And again, that's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or maybe the next business day if they receive that email either after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, Edward, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, just kind of those basic knowledge questions and a couple of others that I might not have mentioned. We could do noon if that works for you. There's also a 1 o'clock, and this afternoon there would be 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Actually, there's a 5 o'clock available, too. Would you want something as soon as possible, a little later, or even towards the end of the day?
I can do something around 5.
Around 5? Okay, yeah. We're going to schedule it from 5 until 6. It's a one-hour window. The call takes about half that time. Usually gets you right near the very beginning of the hour, so right around 5 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well. Just to kind of say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open, but things do get pretty busy, especially at the end of the day, at the end of the week. If I am on a call, they will call you anyway. They'll have your account. They'll have all the information. They'll have your file. And, of course, they'll take really good care of you. Now, Whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection, just a little bit additional security on your account, a simple question and answer. Now, this actually serves a couple of purposes. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Green Horizons, even if it's you, Mr. Garcia, and we recognize your voice, we might every now and then ask you to confirm the answer to your security question. And then this is especially important, especially like a week or two from now, once your website is active. Of course, we want customers to call you. But if you happen to get calls from anybody either claiming to be Google, even if they say they are local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information within a few seconds, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even bother asking them for the security question, because that would not be us. That's kind of the tip-off to the rip-off. If anyone's asking you for more money, that's definitely not us. Do not entertain that phone call. Like I said, the voice verification was attached to your account. It clearly states it bills for just $249 starting January 6th and on a month-to-month basis. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Rockford.
Rockford. Okay. I have to type it in twice. But you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? It looks like you received everything, including the welcome email. The one that we would want you to open up right now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open up that one, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below.
Yeah,
and okay, so it says, please click here. And if you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, outlining everything that we already went over in the voice verification that's provided for you here in writing. Now, obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. I appreciate your patience. But Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google. Most of those people will, in fact, be searching on their smartphone. We will mirror the content on Bing because we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. We are, of course, doing that website for you. The Facebook ads are included, etc. You'll see that long line that goes all the way across, and below it, a populate your mobile number. A couple of boxes that we want you to click on. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click that box as well. You'll see the longer box, Mr. Garcia, with the arrow pointing towards it. Edward, that's where you would click and either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you copy and paste, of course, be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. If you type it in, it needs to be an exact match. So the E, R, and G are all capitalized, but only those letters are capitalized. There's no period after the middle initial of R. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. So just Edward with a capital E, space, capital R, space, Garcia with a capital G. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we did a friends and family rate, that we're doing a website. It will also allow us to verify that you're an active business and to do the initial NAPW audit, so it's an important step in the process. It looks like, as I update my system, that it probably took you to a username and login screen.
Yep.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. You don't have to go that extra step right now. In fact, if you did, you would likely receive a message saying that we are still trying to set things up. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon, though, for your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by email and text, confirmation that your tracking system is active. Like I said, you can always try at any time. It just might tell you that we're still trying to set things up. Your login credentials are contained in the welcome email. Most of the emails have our client support information, and that is, of course, true on the welcome email. The welcome email, though, does have your login credentials. Your username is your phone number. It is in our system already the same exact way. You cannot change your username. It's designed, though, to be easy for you to remember and, of course, easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it is your phone number, area codes included, but just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Of course, that makes your username simply 773-993-4519. Your default password is run Bing. It's always something associated with digital marketing. R-U-N-B-I-N-G, all lowercase, no space. You can change your default password at any time. Okay? You are all set and squared away on my end. At 4 o'clock, you're going to receive an automated email reminding you that your client interview is scheduled at 5. I'm also going to send you right now a calendar invite just to your email inbox. It's going to say local splash C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. It is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, Mr. Garcia, in any correspondence to the email, the support at localsplash.com email, please include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That makes it easy for us to access and then forward out the information to the right department. That's really the only email that you need. Our technician, when they call you, our client interview technician, will most likely give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. Of course, that's the direct email for the photos department. You can send your photos there or send anything and everything to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I do want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. I'm happy, too, that we were able to reduce the price and make this affordable for you. I want it to be as easy as possible for you. I'm trying to help you out. Like I said, I've been doing this for a very long time. And I'm happy to get this going for you. If it does allow you to scale back or even stop paying for leads, that makes me feel even better, because I know that I've been speaking with a lot of business owners that pay for leads, whether it's with the service you have or like Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack. Most of them say it's a lot of good money, sometimes going after bad leads. And I think this might be a better option. I think you're going to like it even more. Like I said, the two of them do not conflict with each other, so you might be able to continue to use that service as well. But I think you're going to like this. I am hoping that I'm available, and I'm going to try to keep my phone line open. I may be on a call that takes longer than I thought, and I may not be available at 5 o'clock to say a quick hello to you. If I am not, let me just say now, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to get that going for you. But on a personal note, especially, you know, towards the end of the day, almost at least, you know, or almost noon, I appreciate it. It's been a long, busy week trying to get everything done that I want to do before the next week comes. I appreciate your kindness. I appreciate your patience. You've also made me laugh a couple of times. I appreciate that as well. As you can well imagine, I don't get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of that. So it's nice to speak with someone who has been as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs. You certainly have been that, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Edward, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Hopefully, I'll be able to say a quick hello when our technician calls you right at or a couple minutes after 5 o'clock.
Awesome.
All righty, sir. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you right at or close to 5 o'clock.
You too. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.